Crypto Meme Coin Vocabulary 101. I'm going to explain all of these terms in plain English. You watch until the end, you actually care about learning and actually deserve profits. Number one is paper hands / diamond hands. If you have paper hands, that means you have weak hands. You can't hold on to a coin for very long. As soon as you see any profit, you just dump your coins. You just sell your coins. Diamond hands is somebody who can hold a coin for very, very long time. Number two is JEET. JEET means that you dump your tokens really fast. You sell them really fast. You sell them. So JEET is kind of like a verb, like I can JEET onto the chart. Man, this stuff is so stupid. I can JEET onto the chart. If I JEET my crypto, that means I sold my crypto. And people call you a JEET if you are selling your crypto for like, you know, $100 profit or something very small. When they think it's gonna go up higher, they'll call you a JEET. Dev. Dev stands for developer. These are the people who are actually launching these tokens. It's very important to watch how many tokens the developer of the token holds. Because if he holds a lot of the token, he might JEET on the chart. He might have paper hands and he wants to JEET on the chart. The next one is sniper. These are guys with like tens of thousands of dollars who try to snipe early launches. They try to get in as the first transaction on a new token, right? So if they get in on the first transaction and then all of you guys come flooding into this token, it's going to go up, and these are the guys that snipe it. And if you want to be a sniper, it's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars for a good sniper bot. And that's just a bot that does it for you. It doesn't always work out for them. Next one is exit liquidity. Exit liquidity means that a token needs a bunch of you guys to go and buy it so that other people who got in earlier can exit. They use you as exit liquidity, right? They need enough money going into the token, enough people buying it so that they can sell on your head and use your money coming in as their exit liquidity. Next one is ticker. Ticker means the dollar sign and the coin name. So for example, for a coin like Pepe, it would be $Pepe. That's a ticker. So when someone says a ticker or what's the ticker, they're looking for the little dollar sign with the coin name. Next one is bubble map. A bubble map is a map of bubbles that shows who is holding the token. Okay, so this is showing which addresses are connected. You know, how big are the bubbles? This is what it looks like. You can see all of these individual bubbles, and these ones aren't connected, right? If this was connected to this bubble, that would mean that this guy sent money to this guy, and these guys are probably the same guys. But this shows, you know, this wallet right here, if you click him, these are all wallets, each bubble. So if we click this one, he's 4%. That means he holds 4% of the supply of this token. So each token you can generate a bubble map for. Next one is supply. Supply is referring to how many tokens are in existence for any given token. So for example, Bitcoin has a 21 million supply, right? There's only 21 million Bitcoin that will ever be in existence. Now, this is something you don't really have to worry about with meme coins too much because they all have like a trillion supply or like crazy numbers. But what you can look at is burned supply. So sometimes these token teams, like the people who launch the tokens, they will burn some of the supply, which means they take their tokens and they literally burn them. So they are no longer in existence. And we know that when there's less of something, it becomes more rare and more valuable, right? Just like diamonds or like gold or something, right? If there's less of it, it becomes more valuable. So they burn some of the supply. Next one is 2x, 5x, 100x, all these x's. What are these? 2x means you doubled your money. 5x means you 5 times your money. 100x means you 100 times your money. And yes, people actually do 100x their money in crypto. I've seen 1000x. We have a screenshot from our trading bot where somebody made 1000x their money. And it can't be faked because we own the bot. We can see, you know, what people are trading. This dude made 1000X. Sanji bot, link in description, or link in my bio if you want to use it. Completely free to use. It's a trading bot. Pump Fun. Pump Fun is a crazy website where you can launch a token for free on Solana, right? You go on the website, you click create coin, you name your coin, you give it a picture, you put a website, and boom, you launch the token. This is the most degenerate website in all of crypto history. There's been nothing like it ever. It is so crazy. Don't even go on it. You'll just get rugged. Next one, Phantom. Phantom is referring to the Phantom wallet app, okay? Available in the App Store. It's the main wallet everyone uses. I think maybe I covered that one in the other video. KOL. KOL stands for Key Opinion Leader. This is someone like me. It's an influencer, a content creator in the crypto space. So when you see people saying, oh, there's KOLs involved, it means there's people with a social media following involved. They're key opinion leaders. Even though you should have your own opinion, you shouldn't listen to KOLs. There's no key opinion. It is your opinion. You need to do your research and get your own opinion. Next one is DEX or DEX Screener. DEX stands for Decentralized Exchange. This is where we do all our swaps. Okay, so some examples of DEXs are like Uniswap, Jupiter. So Uniswap is a DEX, a decentralized exchange on Ethereum. Okay, and it works for other chains too. But Jupiter is for Solana. Then we have DEX Screener. This is a must download for crypto meme coins. DEX Screener is basically a screener of DEXs. So it's showing you everything that's going on, all the new tokens, all the charts, and you know, I'll have a video going over that fully. We've got PNL. This stands for profit and loss. So very self-explanatory. It's your PNL. If I have $1,000 PNL, positive PNL, that means I made $1,000. De-risk. De-risk, if you see that word, it means someone is de-risking their portfolio. So they're getting rid of risk inside of their portfolio, which means maybe they are selling their meme coins and moving into things that are less risky. Rotate would be what that person is doing. So if you're rotating your money, it basically means you're in meme coins for a week, then you sell all your meme coins and you're rotating that money, let's say, into Solana. Then you hold Solana for maybe like a month. Then you're going to rotate that money into Bitcoin if you think it's going to go up. Then Bitcoin goes up or down or whatever. And then you rotate back into meme coins. So there's this huge rotation that goes on in crypto. A lot of people do this. Just remember, you know, if you're selling stuff, you got to pay your taxes. Next one is all-time high. This simply refers to the highest a coin has ever gone to in price or market cap. MEVBOT or MEV stands for maximum extractable value. In simple, these are nerds behind their computer, and I can say that because I'm a nerd too. These are nerds behind their computer with some kind of bot where they are quickly putting in a buy trade right before you. They put in a buy, right? So their buy, your buy, and then they sell right away on top of you. So they try to get your buy to move the price up, and then they sell quickly, and they do this at scale. So it's kind of, they're trying to extract the maximum value. Next one is copy trade. This is where you are copying another wallet and copying all of their trades. Now we've developed SanjiBot that does this for you. So basically if you find a wallet, like some guy who's making lots of money trading meme coins, you can set up our bot to actually just automatically trade exactly how he's trading overnight. It's pretty crazy. We got tutorials and everything. Last one, AI agent. This is referring to a new trend right now where there's autonomous AI agents who are launching their own coins. They're tweeting by themselves. It's absolutely insane. But I mean, if you watch 9 minutes on TikTok, damn, you are a loyal supporter and you definitely deserve some gains. So shout out to anyone who is hearing this right now.